For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. The following editorial is taken from the Charleston Gazette. Prohibition causing drug violence? This week's mass murder in a drug-infested St. Albans suburb raises a troubling thought. Much of America's criminality and gun violence among addicts and illegal drug dealers apparently is spawned by the nation's harsh prohibition of narcotics. Almost a century ago, the United States plunged into prohibition, the criminalization of alcohol. Immediately, illicit drug dealers began supplying bootleg booze in the shadows. Gun battles erupted between rival rum runners. Prisons were crammed with alcohol offenders. Police and judges were bribed to overlook speakeasy bars. Street gangs and the mafia grew in that grotesque time. After prohibition was repealed, alcohol became legal under state regulation, and the wave of alcohol crimes faded. Today, history is repeating itself via criminalization of disapproved drugs. Illicit dealers supply banned substances in the shadows. Gun battles erupt between rival operators. Prisons are crammed with narcotics offenders. Police and judges sometimes are bribed to look the other way. Street gangs and the mafia profit from the lucrative trade. So do Muslim terrorists who control Afghanistan's opium poppies and Latin American cartels in control of cocaine production. Local American peddlers carry guns so they won't be robbed of their cash or stash. They sell to children or anyone able to buy. Addicts commit robbery to get money for daily fixes. Impure mixes by amateur suppliers cause overdose deaths. U.S. taxpayers spend $69 billion a year on the war on drugs, including the gigantic cost of arresting, trying, or imprisoning 1.6 million Americans annually. But the war is being lost because narcotics abuse remains as extensive as ever. The situation is bizarre. A national organization of current and former police officers, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, calls for legalization of all drugs and control of them through public health agencies. LEAP would license legitimate suppliers of purified substances and yank their licenses if they sold to children. LEAP speaker Dean Becker says, quote, "The day we regulate drugs to adults, we eliminate easy access for our children. We evaporate the worth of Osama's heroin stash. We negate the Colombian drug cartels. We basically eliminate overdose deaths, and we begin to restore respect for the U.S. system of justice, now tainted by black market billions." End quote. We'll continue this editorial on tomorrow's 420 report. Wanted to inform you I just returned from the Investigative Reporters and Editors Conference. And not only are the editors in West Virginia paying attention to the Drug Truth Network and to LEAP, so are many others around the country. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.